The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment of investment education on this platform. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Please call a family member, call a friend, call a colleague. Let them tune in to this program. Malam Garba Kurfi is in the house with me, and also Aruna Kebira. They are informed enough to also get you informed. I will go on a short break. It is an opportunity for you to hear from African Alliance. You need to do insurance business, particularly life assurance with them. I will be right back. You cannot afford to go away. The information we are hitting next is such that we like. I will be right back.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC. Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for
welcome back. In the course of last week, we've touched on it, and Aruna has actually touched on this so well, has been the basis of the decline we saw in market indices for last week. Central Bank increases monetary policy rate to 13%. The rate had been 11.5% since September of 2020. It now stands at 13%. The asymmetric corridor of plus 100 to minus 700 basis points around the MPR was retained. Cash reserve ratio and liquidity ratio were also retained at 27.5% and 30% respectively. Now, after that, 11.55% interest rate is high enough. And now, the CBN is increasing it. Does it make sense?
Yes,
they want to kill manufacturers.
No, it does. You see, one of the things we see in policies, you know, policies are geared to correct an anomaly in the system.
What is the anomaly?
When they reduce the policy from 11.5% in September, they said it was to spur recovery from the recession recorded due to COVID-19. But we discovered that there are rising inflation and elsewhere, central banks are actually, you know, increasing their rate. And this one they have done, they said it's intended to slow galloping inflation and save the persistent naira depreciation. And it's an attempt to lessen inflationary pressure and potentially slow the rate of currency depreciation. And from the speech of Mifili Dade, he says seven people voted for this increase of 150 basis points. So they would have sat down and assessed the situation, and they believe that if they allowed, you know, we have said it here, that if inflation has begun to grow. So if the central bank believe that this may, one, because you see the about four prongs that it has, that it will work on the depreciation of the naira, it will work on the rising inflation. I think that is exactly why they are doing it. And one of the things about, you should know about policy, is that it's not a light bulb switch. It will have some uncertain effect in some other sector. That is why you see that it might be touching on the manufacturers.
Madam, does it make sense to you?
It doesn't, because I don't want jump start. Look, for almost 2 years, you retain 11.5%. When the inflation was just 13%, inflation moved to 17%, now you wake up overnight and increase it by 1.5%. Look, you should do things gradually, not jumpstart. So this is a problem. When you do this, the side effect that you will see bank now adding 3 to 5% rate on the existing loan for the manufacturers.
I'm telling
you. Because they will call them and recall their loan and ask them that we have increased it to this. They have no choice. To me, it's not ideal. If you look at it, 7 out of 13, it shows you it's marginal. It did not show you that ultimately that all of them agree to this. You could have looked at it, since it's not the majority, you should not increase it by this rate. Maybe 500 basis point, 0.5%, 2 to 12, gradually you move. If you take things gradually, it is better for the system. But when you jumpstart, bank will now call the manufacturer's loan and ask them that I'm giving you 5% increase, 7% increase. What do they do?
But the 7 was a majority at large. The rest voted for different.
All those 7 you are talking about.
We are talking of 13. Look at it, 13.
We are talking about reality.
If 13 is 7, it's just marginal. Maybe the other one that did not support it is 6%. So because of this variation, he ought to have reduced it, not jump, started from 11 to 13. It's too much. That should have been 11 to 12. At best, 12.5%.
I'm not an economist, Aruna, you are. Is increase in interest rate a weapon, a tool with which you control inflation?
Definitely not, because it's even going to increase inflation. Because there's no way manufacturers will bear that cost. The increase in cost, they will pass it to the ultimate final consumers.
So what is the sense in what the CBN has done?
Well, they have done it, and they have given us the reason why they have done it. So it's something we have to...
Their reason, does it make sense?
Next MPC, if there's any reason to either decrease it or even
trust him,
it more.
As long as he's there, he's able to remain the same. You know now.
Madam, I don't want to say what is on your mind.
No, it's true. Now, we have seen everything remain the same. That is why we predicted no change. Now he jumpstart, and everything will remain the same.
There is a level of information you share openly on air this way. There are information that you cannot share. So for those who will be interested in the best of, in the rest of this information here, you will need to join me at the meeting for Avid Shareholders Association. If I'm not mistaken, our next meeting is scheduled for Saturday, 25th day of June, God's willing. Okay, we'll still talk about that if possible. I will even make a video to invite you. But I tell you, this is one of the information we are going to be sharing here. There are basically four companies that are listed on more than one exchanges in our market here. That is, they are listed here. They are also listed, for example, on the London Stock Exchange. One that you can readily remember is Oando. It did it a long time, but you cannot trade that equity on both exchanges. The ones you could actually trade include Seplat, Airtel. But Mala was just telling me after we went on short break that Ecobank also. I might not want to include Ecobank because Ecobank is not listed on the London Stock Exchange. Of course, they are listed on some other African stock market, which I think are lower in size than the Nigerian market. But Malam believes that even if it is Ghana, it is SHA and exchange. Okay, so for these companies that have dual listing, the question is, are they tradable on these exchanges? Before I come to Malam, Aruna, are they tradable? Talking about Seplat, because you know why this is interesting? When Seplat wants to release its result, they will release it in dollars. They will also in Naira. When they want to declare dividend, they will declare in dollars, which means the equity prices are not just denominated in Naira, they are denominated in other foreign currency. And we know the weakness of our currency now as we speak in Nigeria. It is not the making of you and me, but this is where we find ourselves. What you should do, instead of you sitting down there, is to look at how you can benefit from this currency exchange. And if you do not understand what we are saying now, or you do not position yourself to understand it so that you can take step and get the best of this that I'm telling you, because this that I'm telling you, nobody will tell you on air. Do they even know? All right? Now, what platform? And I want to say a very big thank you again to the management of Lagos Television for making this platform available. People will say that there's one, do they share the kind of information we share here? They say one station is elitist, one station is, do they share this? Okay, Aruna, is this possible?
It is possible.
That I have, like Airtel, I have Seplat, I have maybe EcoBank, now making money via currency differentials, is it possible?
Yeah, that is what they call arbitrage. That is taking an opportunity of the price of a stock in two markets, which happen to be Nigeria Stock Exchange and London Stock Exchange. It is possible.
It is possible. Okay, Malam, if it is possible, what do you think I should do to make it possible?
Well, we made it very clear to the investors. Whoever want to do arbitrage for Airtel Africa, you must have a custodian account with Stanbic. Because custodian account of Stanbic is where you will move your stock to London. And if you want to trade for Seplat, you must have custodian account with Citibank. Because Citibank is the bank that has custodian for Seplat. So for these two, you need a custodian. But for the ETI, you don't need a custodian. All you have to do with your broker, you can approach CSS, you want to couple it, contact your broker in Ghana Stock Exchange or Cote d'Ivoire Stock Exchange and ask them to follow up. Within 2 weeks, you'll get it there and you can trade and have your SEFA or you have your Ghana City.
Aruna, do you have any little, because we are leaving this now, I don't want to tell you the details. If you want the details, because again, I just want to limit what I share on air. That is the gospel truth. Okay? In as much as I want everybody to make money, there are information you just don't throw to the open market. You give information to people you know that will really appreciate it. You give information to people that you know will use it. So if that is the case, on 25th of June, let us meet at Avid Shareholders Association meeting. As a matter of fact, you can join our WhatsApp group and become a part of us before then. Okay, Aruna, do you have any little thing to add to this?
I think there could be another way apart from this.
There could be another way. We'll talk about that another way, 25th of June at the association meeting. I want to say a very big thank you to Aruna and then Malam for not just coming, for the wealth of knowledge they have come here to share. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. I will say much more thank you to you if you make use of this information to better your finances. And then myself, you are the best. By the special grace of God, I shall be here the same time, the same station, next week. Until then, I remain yours sincerely. A wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Obabalejo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.